This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Crowded neighborhood festivals are a big part of summer in Chicago. They're a boost to the local economy, and they make art more accessible. With news of loosening restrictions, festival organizers have renewed hope after a year of cancellations. WBEZ's Susie Ahn reports.
Around this time last year, the Old Town Art Fair had to tell about 250 artists they were canceling the summer festival. The artists will be welcome back this summer if the fair actually happens. Anne Giffels is chair of the Old Town Art Fair, and she hopes to be roving the art tents a few weeks from now.
The fair is, to me, it's always been the kickoff to the summer. My heart has just been bleeding for all these people that just have had no revenue.
She says the only thing holding them back is a permit from the city. Typically, they would have had it months ago. In the meantime, they've got food and drink vendors, security, porta potties, and sanitizing equipment all waiting in the wings. It all comes down to a city permit.
All the money can start to flow, you know, out to the different people, and we can start to stock up on all that stuff. It's like that's going to be kind of our hinge point.
So far, about 90 permit applications for special events are still pending, but there's hope. Current city guidelines allow for outdoor festivals with 15 people per 1,000 square feet. And Mayor Lori Lightfoot yesterday announced the city would move forward with summer outdoor programming, but many of those top events are scheduled for July and later, like movies in the parks and Windy City Cookout. For June events like Old Town Art Fair, Giffel says the further they get into May with no permit, the more likely they'll have to cancel. The Helligoats Band were part of the virtual lineup for Dew Division Street Fest in the Westtown neighborhood last year. This year's June festival has already been canceled. Kara Hughes Salgado runs the Westtown Chamber of Commerce. She says the continued uncertainty with COVID-19 forced their decision.
Even now in April, we still don't know if summer street festivals will be permitted by the city, let alone if crowded events will be safe to hold.
50 to 60,000 visitors could come through on a good day. Unlike an art fair, large crowds stand around watching a band or people sit shoulder to shoulder during a fashion show.
One of the biggest challenges is a street festival. There's no way to control attendance. It's the public way. So you cannot limit access for events that take place in the street.
She's hopeful other chamber events can happen later in the summer with new guidelines from the city. West Fest Chicago typically takes place in July, and the chamber has it marked as TBA. The city's Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events issues permits for street festivals. It recently announced a new art initiative, Art 77, which promises an initial investment of $60 million to support local art. That includes in-person events like theater, music, and dance performances. Mark Kelly is commissioner of DCASE and recently said on WBEZ's Reset that he's optimistic COVID restrictions will loosen further.
This will be an unfolding story, but I am confident that as we get deeper into the summer, we are going to start to see the buzz of culture really coming forward in the city.
Meanwhile, the 57th Street Art Fair in Hyde Park is holding out hope for its in-person event coming up in early June. Lee Tomlinson is one of the fair's organizers. He hopes his group can benefit from a grant from the city's art program.
We paid out a lot of money last year and had zero revenue. So the grant thing especially is of interest to us because we, at this point, have no way to replenish what we spent and had no income.
Like other neighborhood festivals, Lee says the art fair was a boost for local businesses and a nearby school that typically held fundraisers at the fair. The contingency plan is to go fully virtual again if they don't get a city permit in time.
We really want to help the artists. They're hurting. I mean, a lot.
The art fair sets up under a canopy of trees, and Tomlinson says artists and residents are looking forward to getting out there again, even if it's a handful of people at a time. Susie Ahn, WBEZ News.